This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And then it was 29th. Good evening and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, the PDWC 11 showed up, and it is here, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But check them out at franklinarmory.com. So we're behind. We're 2 days behind on the week. So instead of trying to catch up, I'm just going to try to just catch it as it goes by. And we're going to, you know, start the year out by talking to the guys from Arbla Squall, Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli. Good evening, fellas. Happy New Year.
Hey, happy New Year to you, Bill. Yeah, so, happy New Year.
Been plenty of time to consider what we want to talk about tonight. So what would we like to talk about tonight?
Well, Bill, let me begin by saying that anyone who knows anything about us and the Obelisk Quarrel know that we have been early and avid supporters of President Trump. And we continue to support him. But it is our emphatic opinion that he has overstepped his authority in banning bump stocks. And we don't take our criticism of this lightly. But this is where the straw has been broken. We're disappointed in his lack of strong support for national handgun carry reciprocity, and want to point out that this is when he had a Republican majority in both the House and the Senate, and we take further exception to President Trump's banning action against bump stocks. We feel betrayed. We feel that his action is actually unlawful. And it provides further suspicion, in our opinion, of his support for the Second Amendment and our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And I'm not having what I'm saying said easily, as I mentioned before, because we are staunch supporters of our president. Now, recently, two major websites, we know about them, we're familiar with them, Ammo Land Shooting Sports News and The Truth About Guns, have posted several fine articles on the issue of bump stocks. So we now add to their articles and provide our own take on the matter. And Roger is going to be talking about that on your program, and I will pop in and out accordingly when needed. So I'm going to let you two guys lead the show. In our analysis, we're including a very comprehensive account of the president's memorandum to the Department of Justice, wherein he defines machine guns to bump fire stocks. And it's going to be quite interesting. And we also, I should say Roger also, did a comprehensive analysis of administrative law decision-making. Many people might or might not know what a bump stock is and how it affects a firearm. But they will if they familiarize themselves with our article, Ammoland, Truth About Guns, Lock and Load Radio, and take it upon themselves to get an education, because it's not just bump stocks that's in question here. The new rule, this new rule banning bump stocks, portends a total ban on semi-automatic firearms, and we will be able to explain it. It cannot stand. Now the good news. There is still hope. President Trump can reverse his position. There's a petition that has been started, which we added our names to, and which we support wholeheartedly. It requires 100,000 signatures by Sunday, January 20th. And what is today's date? January the 2nd. We again find ourselves with a deadline to meet, like the National Carry Handgun Reciprocity, but this time we cannot fail. We are calling for all law-abiding gun owners to join us and act now. Add your name to the petition now, and don't make this another failure that we had on National Carry.
So what is the petition going to do?
The petition will allow President Trump to reconsider his position.
How?
And all you have to do is click on by law. It allows him the authority to entertain a review of his decision. You just click on it, and it provides you with all the information that you need to know.
No. What I'm asking is this. You've got this petition. Does it actually show up in front of the president's face?
It would if he gets 100,000 signatures. That is what we are understanding. Yes.
Well, should I?
Roger, please jump in.
Okay. First of all, I want to clarify. It isn't clear to me if President Trump can, on his own, simply ask for a reversal of an agency decision. He can ask for the creation of this thing, which he in fact did. An ATF, DOJ rule to ban bump stocks. But once that is accomplished, which it now is, it has an effect of the force of law. It's not a congressional statute, but and it gets a bit muddy to get a handle on just how influential agency rules are. But clearly he can reconsider this. Now, one thing that the president can do, even if he can't reverse this thing outright, he can ask for an amnesty, which is in a sense a grandfathering of bump stocks that are presently owned by a civilian, because what he's done has gone so far afield of anything that has heretofore existed in any anti-gun legislation. Even the assault weapons ban, if you remember, of 1994, basically grandfathered in those so-called assault weapons that were in the hands lawfully of individuals prior to enactment of the federal statute. And that's really the same thing that you see even in the New York State Act and various other state acts that basically ban any new purchases or new transfers of assault weapons. So that part is clear. The point is that the petition, at least if we can get some traction at it, because at the moment all we have are less than 4,000 signatures.
Well, let me get you to hold at the traction on the petition, if I may. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them as featured writers at ammoland.com, and now as featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. So they are beginning to broaden their horizons. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli, we're talking about what is in motion currently with the bump fire ban, the so-called bump fire stock ban. And we were talking about if the petition could gain traction. So go ahead with that, please, sir.
Yeah, you asked about the petition, and that's a fair question. And let me read it so your listeners know exactly what is in it. And I believe it was John Crump, C-R-U-M-P, in an article that he wrote for AmmoLand, had mentioned the petition as he was the party that took the bull by the horns, as it were, to get this thing going. But what it says is this: why does the bump stock ban matter? As famous shooter Rob Pincus would say, quote, there are many reasons to fight a bump stock ban, but bump stocks themselves are not one of them, close quote. And the petition goes on to say the underlying concern is that this ban opens the door to the restriction of any and all gun parts on the basis that they can be misused by criminals. I would go even further and say that the big concern is that's usually the pretext for any anti-gun piece of legislation. But we know how overblown they are, and they're directed not to criminals, but to the law-abiding citizen, the millions of us that simply wish to exercise the right under the Second Amendment. The petition goes on to say we can't afford to simply let this one on bump stocks go or look the other way. And then finally, the ban unconstitutionally rewrites existing law defining what constitutes a machine gun. And that's really the crux of the matter. If anything can make a semi-auto firearm shoot faster, will they ban all those things? Will they ban firearms altogether since they can be bump-fired without accessories? And we only have, I could see, about 3,735 signatures, and that's not acceptable at all. I myself tend to be wary of petitions, but I certainly signed this one, and I encourage all your listeners to do the same. One thing that is becoming ever more clear as you see more squabbling between the president and Congress, and the judiciary is getting involved in its own way, we're seeing a real muddle. The framers put into force this concept of checks and balances. They didn't say or use that term or that expression exactly within the Constitution, but it's clear when you read Article 1, Article 2, and Article 3 of the Constitution as it sets forth the limited powers of each branch. But through the years and decades and even centuries, we see that all that is becoming muddled as the president's office decides that it doesn't simply want to faithfully execute the laws, but it wants to make laws.
Well, let me slow you down here on something, okay?
Sure.
Now, Donald Trump, prior to becoming elected president, spoke at the NRA annual meeting. And the NRA supported him heavily. And then after he won election, then he spoke at the NRA annual meeting again.
Yeah.
And the NRA, the first ones to make any sort of noise about this was the NRA, where they got out there and they did not take the time to actually word their sentence. They got out there and called for more regulation on bump stocks. Do you remember that?
They did. It was poorly worded, but they did retract that.
Yeah, but that was out there. That was out there in the open. That's like trying to catch a bullet after you pull the trigger on it. Now, Trump, as much of a Second Amendment backer as he is, he's a Northeastern businessman, right? So he's never lived in a society, even though he could have anywhere he wanted to, where this kind of thing would be looked at the way you and I are looking at. We've had somebody that you guys have brought on the show before that said it was probably an okay idea to ban AR-15s.
Yeah.
Because he comes from a region where that's something that happens, and that seems reasonable. So he's doing what seems reasonable. It started with the NRA. The NRA could have said, and this is going to be the crux of the thing as I see it. There's going to be a bunch of things with this. And the NRA should have said, well, you can look at regulating it more if you want to reexamine it for the fifth time. Because that's going to be the problem. Because the ATF has already looked at this multiple times. It was signed off on by an acting Department of Justice head, or acting Attorney General, who I like, but, you know, the Democrats are calling him illegitimate. So is he illegitimate or is he good to go? If he's good to go, then there may be some validity to him signing this. If he isn't good to go, well, then this sort of voids this. And the other problem is going to be that they're going to have to walk back a whole bunch of stuff. The biggest problem that I see here right now is that politicians are just, they're just really out of touch. Even my man, I mean, I still back Trump. I think Trump was given some, you know, I think he heard what the NRA said and took that as the lead.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill. I think he got the wrong tone on that green light. And I'm reading a lot of comments about the NRA. A lot of people really calling on them to take a stand and make themselves clear. In fact, I intend after the program to send a few emails to the NRA, people that I know, and ask them what is the NRA, how strongly is the NRA going to come out on this issue, and is the NRA going to back this petition and support it and advocate it, and is it going to do so in a timely manner? Because as of right now, today is Wednesday, January 2nd. The deadline is the 20th. I'm not a genius when it came to math. In fact, I failed it in high school. I had to go to summer school. But that's 18 days. We have 18 days to get 100,000 signatures, and we should be looking at 10 million plus signatures, not 100,000. Because if we don't get 100,000 signatures,
well, I'm going to point another heartbreaking stat out when we get back after the break. But I mean, I understand why we're not getting the signatures, I'll point that out to you. Just get yourself a nice three-fingered shot of scotch ready for when I tell you this, okay, Stephen?
You got bourbon.
Okay. But bourbon, scotch, whatever the poison is. Hey, arbalestquarrel.com, this is where you can find this, the stuff that they write on a daily basis. Also, featured writers at ammoland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. The suspect has been identified and taken into custody. So far, there's no word on the motive in the shooting. President Trump is responding to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi pulling the plug on the State of the Union address in the House chamber.
The State of the Union speech has been canceled by Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't want to hear the truth.
And regarding the partial government shutdown, the president says,
super left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking. Many people that were Democrats and they're switching over right now. They're switching over quickly.
Stocks are closing higher on Wall Street amid strong quarterly earnings reports. The Dow rose 171 points to close at 24,576. The NASDAQ gained 5 points and the S&P also rose 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Radio studio there. This is Lock and Load 2019 edition. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli from Arbalest Quarrel. Do you want to know why you guys don't have any more signatures on the petition than you have right now? Do we have them still? Stephen? Well, he's still there. Is my guy just not here to turn you guys up? Is that what's up? Okay, well, I can see that Stephen is still there. So let me tell you one reason that there's no more signatures on the petition. In the NRA, out of the entire membership, there are 2.5 million, right? Not quite 2.5 million voting members for the NRA board, okay? The problem therein is that, less than 5% of them actually vote. And therein, there lies part of the problem. We cannot afford to sit back and look at the NRA if we join them and pay them our $40 and say, they're our proxy. We can't afford that. We can't afford to sit back and say, okay, we got Trump, so we've got the Supreme Court and we've got the Senate, and that's going to be enough. We'll never get anywhere. We can't afford to do that. There is no, you know, there's no moment to take a knee here and rest and you know, bask in our success, because this is an ongoing thing. Mackenzie, are you there yet? This is an ongoing thing. So with the ongoing thing, this is a thing you have to keep in mind. The leftists want to control you. The leftists want to control every facet of you. One of the ways to do this, one of the ways to get what they want, to get us to where we would, say like the British can't resist. They can't resist anything. They're subjects. So they want us to be like that. They want us to have, the leftists want us to have single payer, so then they get to decide how we live, what kind of health we live in, and when we can, when we're going to be allowed to die. There's going to be certain points. Mickey Mantle, I've done this story many times. Mickey Mantle needed a liver transplant. Mickey Mantle could afford to pay for the liver transplant. If he'd been in single payer, however, it wouldn't have mattered, because they wouldn't have let him have the liver transplant plan if he was an English citizen, an English subject, if you will, because with the NHF, with young Charlie, NHS rather, young Charlie Gard, his parents had $1.6 million. They didn't need the government's money, and yet they said, no, he is now a ward of the state. And so we decree that young Charlie Gard will die. And then young Charlie Gard died. Now, what do you think, given the fact that we've had the Bundy Ranch happen here, the Bundy Ranch incident, what do you think would have happened if a hospital around in the United States said that we're taking possession of this child, even though, and you're not going to be allowed to exhaust every chance, every hope that you may have, everything within your means to save your own child? That would have made Bundy Ranch look like the waiting room at Romper Room. That would have been a day in the life of Captain Kangaroo. How many people do you think would just sit back and just let somebody's child die simply because some bureaucrat said, well, you know, based upon the guidelines, young Charlie Gard has to die? So the leftists want us disarmed. Now, they're going to jump all over this. And the problem that we're experiencing right now is too many of these so-called conservatives. They live under a very reasonable code. And their code is all based upon a set of manners which the leftists don't play by. In their world, like in Ben Shapiro's world, the red flag, extreme risk order protection, gun violence restraining order, whatever you want to call it, the minority report gun confiscation rule, that's okay. If you have a guy, it apparently exists where you can have a person that, and all at the same time, now, you know, Ben Shapiro, he's a good example. A guy can't get out there and say, well, you know, I don't like Tom Brady. I think he should be killed. If he were here right now, I'd put a bullet right in his head. In Ben Shapiro's world, that guy should come down under an extreme risk protection order. Except Ben Shapiro goes to college campuses all over the United States campaigning for free speech. Is this ignorance or is this hypocrisy? Is this arrogance? This is the thing, though. You can't, there's no appeasing a gun grabber. They want the guns. They don't care if they have to take a piece of the gun or a part of the gun. A bump fire stock is a silly, silly accessory, but it's the same kind of accessory as a vertical grip, as a extendable stock, as a quad rail, as an optic, as a carry handle, as a sling, all things designed to either enhance your retention of the weapon, your manipulation of the weapon. That's it. That's all. And maybe the performance of the weapon. But but most of the performance-enhancing ones, like, say, muzzle devices, are more for the comfort of the shooter than they are for the actual enhancing the rifle, because all of these guns have one similar characteristic, which is a barrel. Inside barrel, you insert round. Inside round, you fill it in with a bolt. Firing pin comes forward. Pop. Everything ignites. First, primary ignition in the primer. Secondary ignition with the powder. Down goes the round on the festive flight downrange. And all of those items I just mentioned make the difference between the gun moving a little bit or moving not at all. And they're willing to take those one at a time until they get down to the point where they say, well, we've banned all of these dangerous accessories, but you know what? It was never about the accessories. It was always about the guns. It was always about the guns. Therefore, we must ban the guns. There is no middle ground with them. None. So, getting out there.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys are back right at the end of the hour, or right at the end of the segment. So you guys, so you heard what I said. Is there anything that you disagree with?
No, Bill, I agree 110% with what you said.
We got 45 seconds left in this segment, though.
Okay, good. All right. I believe that the people are ultimately responsible for what they get. So, true, if you're not happy with the board and how the NRA is running, then it's up to the members to change that by being active. If we're not happy with our government and our representatives, then it's up to us to be active. We have to be active. My calling for support for the petition is a call to be active.
Okay.
Let's do that as the first round.
Okay. Hang on for me. We're going into the break. We'll be right back. Marvelous Squirrel. Of course, you can catch him here on Wednesdays, and this will continue on through 2019, also at Ammo Land as featured writers, and at Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Yes, I still have the busy throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. I got one of their fine examples here, and you'll be seeing it soon. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've been talking to, and in some cases actually to, and with the guys from Marvelous Quarrel, Roger Katz and Stephen DeAngeli. I think everybody should be doing the call to arms, guys, but do you think maybe the Pied Piper that started all of this in the beginning should be getting out there and making that same call to activism?
Yes, Bill, and let me, Roger, with your permission and with Bill's permission, and I will be cognizant of the time, let me just share some quick thoughts on everything that we've discussed tonight, if I may. I've been and still am very fortunate to be able to do a lot of traveling, and in my travels I learn a lot because I talk a lot to people. Right now, my wife and I are entertaining the children of a very prominent judge from Mendoza, Argentina, who we met when we were in Buenos Aires. And they're with us here in the city, and we've been taking them around. I won't mention the details, but today we took them to Rick's place. And we're talking about the state of Argentina. Our dollar is 38 to their one. And why? Because the government is corrupt. Bill, you remember we had Alejandro from Barcelona on the program. And he talked about how in Spain you cannot defend yourself not only with a gun, but you can't defend yourself, period, with anything. Today I learned that the president of Brazil is advocating citizen armed self-defense with a firearm. And before I left last month, I think I mentioned that the deputy prime minister of Italy is issuing 250 euro vouchers to citizens to purchase a firearm. So what I'm getting at here is that we are in a continued tug of war going back and forth. The pendulum is constantly swinging. And you're right. We are under constant attack from the left, the liberals, the Democrats that want to take our guns. And I do not think we should compromise when it comes to the Second Amendment. And I don't think Roger and I are asking for a compromise on this bump stock issue. What we're asking for is let's see if we can get the names on this petition. Let's see if we can get the president to reverse himself. Let's see if we can get this bump stock thing done and over with, just like when I spoke about micro stamping or smart guns. It's ridiculous. I say, and I will always say, I will not compromise.
Do you know who's worried about the bump stock ban?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to know who's worried about it?
All right. Share that with me.
Diane Feinstein.
Well, I'm not surprised. Now,
but that's only because she realizes that it is a very bad case to make, and if it goes to court, it's probably going to get overturned. And she wants a legislative solution to it, which they may very well get that in the House, and then it would probably get stopped by the Senate. So I take that as a very good sign. But once again, I'm not trying to deflect. You know, Trump, when it comes to most politicians, when it comes to gun issues, they really need to hire a Second Amendment specialist and put them in their staff because they don't really know. I mean, Trey Gowdy. I mean, you think Trey Gowdy's a pretty good congressman? Before he quit being a congressman, you think he was a good congressman?
I don't follow him religiously, but I do. Yes, I thought
okay.
that
he said that the bump stock gave semi-automatic rifles the characteristic of fully automatic fire.
Okay.
Not because he knew what he was talking about, mind you. Not because he was a crackerjack prosecutor, but mainly because he didn't know what he was talking about. Because it sounds like it's shooting really fast when your finger's bumping on the stock. Because that's exactly what it does. It makes your finger bump on the stock. One pull of the trigger. But Feinstein's very worried about it because she's like, well, you know, this is not what the law is.
Bill, with all due respect, Roger has done a tremendous amount of legal research and scientific research. We are reaching out and still waiting to hear from the experts, the gun experts, to fine-tuned future articles on this issue and other issues related to it. We are here in New York. I'm here in New York with Vinny, and Roger's in Cleveland. These are not pro-gun places. We are holding the fort down as best we can. We want to offer your listeners the opportunity to join the fight while we're not armed revolutionists yet. It may come to that, but I'd like to use every option available before it comes to that, because if it does, then yes, every one of us is going to have to make a very important decision.
Roger, let me ask Roger a question. What is it that you need to know that you're looking for the gun experts to answer, Roger?
Actually, just confirmation. As your friend and not an attorney, I advise you not to comment on that. Because then you're going to know what we're going to talk about.
But you can't advise him on that because
you got to read it on our site. And then you got to look at the video when Amaland put some visuals and visuals on it. And then you're going to look at locking the truth about guns. No, you can't tell Bill that. No.
Okay.
You got to read our article. Bill?
We'll just go ahead and discount the audience that's listening and the podcast audience that will pick it up later. So, what did you guys do for the holidays?
Oh, what did we do?
Why are you doing that? I went to the gun range.
Okay. Roger?
And for Christmas, I visited the in-laws on the west side. It was a small gathering, but very nice. But for New Year's, I didn't really do anything at all.
So my point would be here that, we advocate that everybody go to Arbless Quarrel and Truth About Guns and Ammo Land and read all their stuff. I do that all the time. I do that with multiple writers, as a matter of fact. We'll be doing it with Dean Weingarten later on tonight.
Good man.
We're on the radio, we don't say we're not going to answer questions.
Oh, Bill, don't take me so seriously. I just, there are so many technical things that we wouldn't have time to talk about it. But if Roger wants to...
Well, It's a very simple thing to explain. A bump fire stock is enhanced semi-automatic fire. That's it. It is not fully automatic fire. It's not making more rounds go out of the weapon. It's not firing more rounds out of the weapon per trigger pull. One trigger pull, one round downrange. It's just bouncing, and it's mimicking an action that we discovered quite innocently when some guy was holding one beside his hip and decided hip fire and was pulling forward at the same time. He's like, "Wow, this is almost like a machine gun." But you don't even need a bump fire stock to bump fire.
No.
I can do that with a pistol. I can bump fire with a pistol. So whatever it is you're looking for, it's just simple, enhanced, semi-automatic rate of fire. I don't know what the other guys would say. I'm sure that they would get out there and they'd have some other term for it. But it's, generically speaking, simply enhanced semi-automatic fire. That's it. That's all. One round, one trigger pull. That's it. That's all it is. And that's going to be their problem. That's going to be their problem. It's going to be very hard to overcome. Now they're going to have to walk back all the stuff that they've said about these things for so many years, for 10. And they've only been involved in one crime. So I guess we're also going to need to ban claw hammers and ropes and cars and doctors and anything else that might kill you. That's the way that goes. I found out the other day that more people die of inhaling helium out of balloons that sound like a chipmunk. We need to ban helium as well. And children, we need to ban them too. Let's just ban death. That's the road we're on. Guys, Happy New Year. We will do it again next week. ArbalestQuarrel.com, featured writers at Amaland.com and at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Headed into hour number two. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.